You're listening to a podcast from Victory. God calls us to go and make disciples of all nations. Learn more in week 4 of Authentic.
You know, we have been talking for 4 weeks now about Authentic. And first week, we've talked about responsibility towards the government or obeying the authority. Sino po ba sa inyo rito, love na love niyo yung boss niyo sa trabaho? Diba? Yun yung favorite topic niyo ng mga co-office mate mo, yung boss mo. Diba? Sabi po dyan, respect the authority. Whether they are respectable, whether they you feel like they're right or wrong, you have to respect. And really, kumbaga, wag natin silang pag-chismisan, whether they're government officials, whether that is our vice or president po natin, okay? It's not a question if they're good or not. It's a question of we will obey them or really respect them or not. Secondly, we talked about loving your neighbor, okay? Responsibility towards the community. Tingnan nyo nga po yung katabi nyo. Yan. Kamahal-mahal po ba yan? Okay? May responsibility po kayong mahalin yung tao na yan kahit na hindi karapat-dapat. Okay, third week, last week, we've talked about okay, helping the weak or responsibly towards the weak in faith. So basically, part po to ng church, ka-church din po natin, pero sila po yung medyo mas hindi pa ganun ka-strong in their relationship with God. And we are not there to malign them, ridicule them, but we're here to serve them and really help them grow in their faith. Today, we'll be talking about, for the fourth week, our responsibility towards the lost or towards the world. Okay? Hindi lang po nakikita yung pagiging authentic in obeying your boss, in loving your neighbor, in helping the weak in the church, but also in reaching out to those who are lost. You know, basically, if you are an authentic Christian, you consider yourself as an authentic Christian, inevitably or natural, nalalabas yan at may share mo yung love ni God sa mga lost people. Okay? If it's really true, you experience the love of God, then definitely people will know it. Diba minsan ganun po tayo sa kultura natin ngayon? If you know, if you like someone, or if you are passionate about something, definitely people will know it. Malalaman mo. Paano? Pumunta ka lang sa Facebook page nila. Okay? Alam mo kung ano yung passion ng isang tao na yon. Diba? May mga ibang tao, their passion is food. Diba? Kaya kapag pupunta sila ng restaurant, pinipicturan nila yung pagkain. Natry nyo na po ba yun? Yung pinipicturan nyo yung pagkain, tapos nagbibilang ka pa, 1, 2, 3, diba? Parang gagalaw naman yung ano, yung burger. Okay? And then ipopost mo, enjoying my meal, hashtag Barney's Burger. Ganon. Diba? I mean, they're passionate about it. And you will know it because it's on their Facebook. Maybe for some people, it's not food, but it's their relationship towards other people. Kaya diba, pag nagka-relationship, parang pinagsisigawan sa buong mundo. Diba? Na sa wakas, may nagkamali din. Sa wakas, may nakapansin din sa akin. Kaya sa tagal-tagal ng panahon, gusto mong ilagay, in a relationship. Sawang-sawa ka na dun sa is single. Finally, or you'll happen to me talaga. Diba? In a relationship na. Or maybe hindi ka in a relationship, you are engaged. Kaya yung picture mo dun sa ano, yung sa profile mo, kaya yung picture na pinopost mo, pag nagpa-picture ka, 1, 2, 3. Para kita yung sing-sing. Diba? And then nakalagay doon, thank you Lord for your faithfulness. Yun yung passion nila eh. Yun yung tuwang-tuwa sila about it. And they flaunt it. They share it to others. And there's nothing wrong about that. Okay? When you're passionate about something, definitely people should know it. Di ba? Kapag meron kang passion, whether that's basketball, okay, finals na ngayon, di ba? Whether it's your food, o kaya yung relationship mo, o kaya yung victory group mo, o kaya yung kahit ano, anything that you're passionate about, bagong movie na napanood mo, tuwang-tuwa ka. Di ba, natry nyo na ba yun? Yung tuwang-tuwa ka sa isang movie, tapos kinukwento mo sa friend mo, na napanood din naman niya yung movie. Namin nagkukwento, oh, galing nung ano, oo nga. Nagkukwento ko kayong dalawa, pero parang sinapanood. Diba? Parang may na-miss siya, kaya kinakwento mo. I mean, that's passion. And that the reason why you can share it is because you're so passionate about it. And may nabasa nga po ko isang libro, sabi dun sa book, if people don't know your passion, then it's not probably a passion. Kasi kung totoong passion yan, it's just but natural for them to know it. Malalaman at malalaman nila yun. At kung hindi nila alam yun, hindi passion yun. Okay? Hindi mo yun passion. And you know what? Talking about posting, talking about sharing to other people, how about in our relationship with God? I mean, how many of you here, you have a friend, tapos pag kinausap mo siya talagang, alam mo na talagang in love tong tao na to kay Lord. Meron ba? Meron po ba kayong ganung kakilala? Okay? Yung tipong pag kinausap mo parang, ah, para tong Bible na naglalakad. Alam mo yung ganun? Kaya, ito yung tao na talagang na-experience niya yung pagmamahal ni Lord. Kaya pag kinausap mo, talagang lagi nilang may compassion, lagi nilang naaawa, lagi nilang si Lord nga eh. Parang si Lord nga eh. Parang laging kay Lord binabalik. Kumbaga yun yung passion niya eh. Okay? Mararamdaman mo yun, mafe-feel mo yun na kung ang passion ng isang tao, si Lord. And not just that, may mga tao din na hindi lang nila passion si Lord, passion din nilang i-share yung love ni Lord sa ibang tao. And you know what? Ito po yung gusto nating pag-usapan ngayon. Okay, Paul was saying that if you are an authentic Christian, kung totoong Kristiyano ka and you're saying that you have a relationship with God, then definitely sharing to the lost the gospel should be your passion. It's not something you fabricate. It's not something that you invent or you try, you make an effort. It will just come out naturally. Yung pagmasaya ka, sineshare mo. Ganun yun. Hindi mo na iniimbento, kailangan maging masaya ako para may ma-share ako. Hindi naman ganun, di ba? You're so happy and you don't want to contain it by yourself, you share it. And the same way, if you really have a relationship with God, wala pong ibang way out but to share it to others. But the question is, why are there some Christians? Why are there some believers who quote-unquote would say that they are a believer and they have a relationship with God, and yet people do not hear God up from them? People are not shared by the gospel by these people. Baga, tahimik lang sila when it comes to their faith. Why? How come? Okay, pagdating sa ibang bagay, they're so passionate about, but when it comes to our relationship with God and reaching out to the lost, we are very quiet and silent. Diba? Sa office natin, tatlong taon ka na nagtatrabaho dyan, tapos may isa dyan, wala pa, hindi pala alam ng mga ka-office mate mo na Christian ka. Eh may nag-post sa Facebook na friend mo from Victory, tapos tinag ka. Nakita ng ka-office mate mo, Victory, uy, Christian ka pala? Hindi halata ah. Galing mo magtago ah. Secret agent lang, friend. Huwag mong pagsabi ah. Kasi baka lokohin ako dito sa ano eh, sa office o sa classroom eh. Baka sabihin nila, oh, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Okay na yung sa church na lang. Sa church na lang ako active. Kapag sa church, talagang kailangan, kung makapag-worship, wagas talaga. Yung tipong kapag may katabi ka, nalilito kung sino yung worship leader, ikaw o yung nandun sa harap. Sa lakas ng boses mo kumanta. Diba? I mean, okay lang po yun. Nagbabasa ka ng Bible, nagpe-pray ka. I mean, that's great. That's great when you are enjoying in your relationship with God. But then it should not be contained within you and your relationship with God. It should really come out if it's really authentic. Yun po yung gusto nating pag-usapan ngayon. You know what? Paul, when he wrote the book of Romans, okay, he was writing these letters to the people in Rome na naging, kumbaga, church po ito sa Rome. Kaya Romans. Okay? Pero, ito pong mga Kristiyano na ito, hindi sila na-save sa Rome. Okay? Nung pong time na nagkagulo sa Jerusalem, nung pinako si Jesus, marami pong mga Jew na nag-alisan sa Jerusalem kasi baka mapatay sila. They have the fear of being killed because they are following Christ. So they went to different places and some of them went to Rome. Okay? Pumunta po sila sa Rome, and eventually, dumami po sila doon kasi nag-preach po sila. So eventually, nag-reach out din sila sa mga Gentiles. Alam niyo ba kung ano yung mga Gentiles? Gentiles are people that are not Jews. Okay? Meaning, kapag hindi ka Jew, ang nationality mo, Pinoy, Thai, o kaya Cambodian, Laos, o kaya kahit ano pa except Jew, you are considered a Gentile. And because the church in Rome, nagsishare po sila sa mga ano, Gentile, pati po yung mga Gentile, na-save po sila. But the problem is, may mga issue sa church. Okay, nagkaroon ng issue. Kasi po, nung time na yon, yung mga Jew na nagpunta ng Rome, dati po silang mga practicing Jew nung di pa po sila Christian. So meaning, yung dati po nilang buhay as a Jew, nadala po nila sa pagiging Kristiyano. Kung dati nagwo-worship sila ng Saturday, nung naging Christian na po sila, kailangan Saturday pa rin sila mag-worship. Kasi nadala nila. Dati hindi sila kumakain ng pork. Nung naging Christian sila, hindi pa rin sila kumakain ng pork. At pag merong part ng church na kumakain ng pork, ginajudge nila. Bakit ka kumakain ng pork? Eh, baboy yan. Okay? Madumi yan. Hindi mo dapat yan kinakain. In short, kung ano po yung nakasanayan nila, yun po yung pinupush nilang maging conviction din ng mga ibang tao sa church sa Rome. So nagkaroon ng issue. Maraming issue. That is why Paul wrote letters. And you know, one of the issues as well is the people in the Church of Rome are enjoying so much their relationship with each other. And there's nothing wrong with that. Ako, enjoy na enjoy po ako dito sa church. Sino po pa rin may mga kaibigan kayo sa church? You have friends here in church. That's great. Okay, that's great. Okay? But then, meron din po yung extent or limit. Okay, I'd like to read in Romans chapter 15, verse 14. Okay, ito po yung unang verse na babasahin ko. Sabi ni Paul, I myself am satisfied about you. Pinupuri niya yung mga Romans, ang mga Jews sa Rome. My brothers, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able to instruct one another. In short, gustong-gusto ko yung church nyo. Kasi nagtutulungan kayo eh. You're so good. You know, you're so filled with knowledge. You're perfect. Okay, you enjoy each other's company. But then if you will continue in verse 15, but on some points, pero pag si Paul ganun siya eh. Okay, when he would, pagpupuri niya yung isang church, tas minsan laging may but. Okay? You know, in English, well, parang English teacher, no? Pag may but, usually, yung naunang, ano, unang thought, kabaliktaran ng susunod. Okay? Sabi niya, ang galing nyo, you're filled with knowledge, but, there's more. On some points, I have written to you very boldly by way of reminder because of the grace given me by God. You know, yung mga tao po kasi sa Rome, eventually, they became, masyado silang naging familiar or even robotic when it comes to sharing their faith. Kumbaga, dumating sa point na they're just preaching because nakasanayan na. Or maybe hindi na sila nagpipreach kasi sanay na rin silang yung nagpipreach. So basically, dumating sila sa point na routinary. They're doing things not by grace anymore. They're doing things not by the grace of God anymore. They're doing things on their own. Okay? Ngayon, question lang po as we continue. Ano ba yung mga reasons why some Christians don't really share God to others? Why? I mean, there's a lot of reasons I could think of, but I have a three, meron po akong tatlong reason dito, bakit po sila hindi nagsishare. May mga ibang Kristiyano, hindi po nagsishare. Una is familiarity. Okay? One of the reasons why Christians don't share is familiarity. When you talk about familiarity, sanay na masyado. Okay na, Sunday sa church, Tuesday VG, Thursday mag-attend ng prayer meeting. Kung estudyante ka, 'di ba, mag-youth service ka. Sunday may bonding badminton with VG. Doon na lang, umikot na. Or maybe when they look at the people that are lost, okay, wala nang masyadong dating. Wala na, hindi na nakaapektuhan. When you look at the lost people today, when you look at your parents that are not saved, or maybe family members that are not saved, does your heart still beat for them? Lord, grabe, ang tagal na nitong hindi pa saved. Kailan masisave to, Lord? Do you still have that compelling emotion and feeling na parang, Lord, ano ba? Or maybe we get so familiar that every time we see them, naku, matagal pang masisave yun. Naku, ba hindi na nga eh. Pangalawang reason why people don't share is maybe because of apathy. Wala silang pakialam. Okay lang. Masave sila, thank you, Lord. Kung hindi, okay lang. Okay lang basta ako, Lord. Heaven tayo, Lord. Heaven. Diba? Masaya na ako, Lord. Sure na yung salvation ko. Yes, praise God. Kung hindi sila masisave, edi hindi. But at least may taos naman sa hell, diba? But pakinrate yung impyerno kung wala namang mapupunta doon. Sayang naman, diba? So okay lang na sila naman. At least sa heaven meron na. Apathy. Third, probably because of fear. Okay? Natatakot kasi pag sineran, baka hindi maintindihan kasi hindi mo pa masyado, hindi ka pa ganun kagaling mag-share. Or maybe baka ma-reject ka. Sorry, hindi ako into that. Okay? Probably, pag-usapan natin science, pero pag relationship kay God, religion, no. Ayaw mong ma-reject. So you don't share because you fear that, okay, ma-reject ka. Or maybe you fear that yung friendship nyo magiging, it will be F.O. or friendship over. Okay, ako lang hindi na sharean kesa masira yung friendship namin. So I'd rather be quiet. You know, these are probably three reasons, and there's more. Okay, why we're busy. Okay, a lot of things, excuses. That's why we don't share. Question is, if we don't share, then how will they know who God is? Paano nila manalaman? Paano nila manalaman na namatay din pala si Jesus para sa kanila? How will they know that God loves them so much? How will they know? You know, today, I'll be talking about three things. How can people know who God is? Paano nila manalaman? How can people know or the world know that God loves them so much? First is, how will people know is by only by God's grace. People will know who God is by His grace alone. Only by God's grace. There is no other way that they will know Christ apart from us or apart from the grace of God. They will experience it. Okay? I'd like to read in verse 15 of Romans chapter 15. Sabi po dyan, but on some points I have written to you very boldly by way of reminder because of the grace given me by God. Even Paul said, I can minister to you because only of the grace of God. Same way, when you preach the gospel, you will use the grace of God. When you receive the gospel, it's only by the grace of God. Meron po ba sa inyo rito na save po kayo dahil qualified po kayong ma-save? Wala naman po, di ba? You would say that all of us here, is it safe to say that all of us here, we have been saved because of grace? It's never from us. It's not something that we have done that God said, uy, mukhang okay itong ma-save sa heaven na. So sige, sa-save ko na. Wala. All of us, we fell short of God's glory. We fell short of sin. Naglahat po tayo makasalanan. But God saved us. We have been saved by God. By grace. We cannot say na ako, magaling ko kaya ako na save. Same way, we can preach by grace. So we can just preach by grace. And they will also be saved by grace. So ngayon, kung grace po lahat, wala po dapat nape-pressure. Knowing that all these works is by grace of God. So meaning, pag nagpipreach ka, pag nagsishare ka kay about God, hindi dapat yung pressure na sa'yo kung magbabago ba yung tao na yun o hindi. It's because the person will know by the grace of God. So it's only you sharing it, and then hayaan mo na yung tao ma-experience niya yung word ni Lord. The word of God is so powerful. Kahit na hindi ka ganun kagaling mag-preach, kahit na hindi ka ganun kagaling mag-English, mag-share, yung tao na sinera mo, feeling niya ang galing-galing mo. Bakit? Kasi hindi naman talaga ikaw yun eh. Yung grace ni Lord yun. Nagbisan nga, nadadamay ka pa, parang sumisikat ka, di ba? Pero it's just the grace of God. And He just used you by grace. Kaya wala tayong dapat ikatakot. You don't have to fear. We don't have to, you know, to have excuses. Why? Because they will know Christ. Because it's only by grace. You know, there's a story of a guy who was hiking. Nag-hike po siya. And then, medyo mataas na po siya. What happened was, he slipped. Nadulas. So, he fell on a branch or sa tree. Tapos nakakapit siya sa isang branch. Noong time po na yung super gabi na, sobrang dilim. Zero visibility. So, nakakapit siya doon. Talagang he was hanging on for his life. Okay? And then for hours, he was hanging on. He was tired, but he was hanging on. And then he heard the voice. Sabi po nung boses, bumitaw ka. Hindi siya naniwala. Talagang nakaganon lang siya. So, hindi siya ano. Tapos, biglang, sabi nung boss after ilang hours, bumitaw ka sabi eh. Pilipino po yung boses. Ayaw! Eventually, morning came. The guy still was on hanging on the branch. And people, other hikers saw him. And they were puzzled. Sabi nila, paano nangyari ito? Ba't namatay itong tao na to? Kasi nakita nila that guy is hanging on the branch. And then that guy is just 1 foot away from the ground. Bakit di na lang siya bumitaw? Bakit di na lang niya nilet go? Let it go, di ba? Bakit di na lang niya binitawan? Kasi kala niya everything can be done by his effort eh. You know, sometimes, even in our relationship with God, we are still holding on to the things that we are doing, good works, efforts. God says, let go. Because I have done everything. It's just by grace. You know, even in reaching out to people, just share it. Let go. Okay, huwag mo masyadong isipin kung magaling ka ba magsalita, kung ano ba, kung tipong napaka-effective mo ba, kung may umusok ba nung nag-preach ka. It's not about that. God can save that person even through you. Even if you feel like parang hindi ka ganun effective, kayang gawin ni Lord yan. Grace kasi eh. So hindi siya tungkol sa'yo. So kung hindi siya tungkol sa'yo, hindi ka dapat matakot. Pwede pala mag-share. Okay? It can be done through the work of the Holy Spirit. Secondly, how can people know God? It's only by being a minister of the gospel. So, yes, grace ni God, pero He wants to use us. Tingnan mo nga yung katabi mo. Tingnan mo nga, sige, tingnan mo. Tingin mo ba kayang gamitin ni Lord yan? Natawa pa. Iba, tinawanan. Sabi, tignan lang. Ikaw? Sama-sama mo eh. Gamitin ka ni Lord. You know what? God can save the world. Definitely. He can just save the world by a snap of a finger. He doesn't need us. Hindi niya tayo kailangan. Pwede niyang sabihin, okay, lahat kayo, save! Save lahat. Okay? But He wants to co-work with us. He wants to be working side by side with us. Kaya nga sa Matthew 28, sabi niya, wala po dyan sa PowerPoint. Okay, go and make disciples dun sa part na huli, and surely I am with you always. Okay? God wants to work with us because part of our relationship is not just us just getting saved, but also co-working with God. That's why people will know Christ only by us being a minister of the gospel. Basahin ko lang po in verse 16 of Romans 15, sabi dyan, to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles in the priestly service of the gospel of God. Dyan muna po tayo. Okay? Sabi po dyan, priestly service. Talking about priest, nung time po kasi nila, nung time po nung New Testament, okay, or nung Old Testament, I'd rather say, yung mga priest po kasi, sila po yung mga nag-o-offer ng sacrifice sa temple. Okay, hindi po sila yung mga nasa harap, na sila po yung mga sikat, hindi po. Usually, ang mga priest, okay, what they will do is they will represent the people to God. So, meron po kasing tinatawag na inner courts or holy of holies. So, and only priests can go in that place. Kasi sa sobrang holy po ng place na yon, kung hindi ka holy, kung hindi ka cleansed, you can die right away. And only priests can go there. So when a priest would go inside the Holy of Holies, what the priest would do is they will have a ceremonial cleansing. Okay, lahat yon. Lahat. Pumatay ng dove, lamb. And then finally, when it's done, they will enter in behalf of the people. So, kumbaga, sila yung representative. Ngayon, yung sinasabi dyan ni Paul na priestly service, as ministers of God, we are to serve the people. We are to bridge the gap of these people to God. We are to be of service to them. Kailangan tayo yung mga nakikinig sa kanila. Tayo yung nag-i-invite sa kanila. Tayo yung matyaga sa kanila. Tayo yung hindi nandja-judge sa kanila. Tayo yung patient sa kanila. Tayo yung loving sa kanila. Kasi kailangan nilang may experience si Lord. Why? Because we experience it ourselves. Diba si Jesus Christ, in behalf of all of us, He died on the cross. He died on the cross so that our sins will be forgiven. And He served us. Kasi pwede naman dapat tayo na lang po yung mamatay doon eh. Diba? Isa-isa po tayo, pinapako tayo sa cross. And even in that, hindi natin kaya. But He died on our behalf. And that's why we experience how servant Jesus is, then that's also our response towards those who are lost. Like Jesus, He served us by dying on the cross, we also serve them by being a minister of the gospel. Tsatsagain po natin yan. Hindi po may mga ibang tao kasi mahirap po talagang masave. Hindi talaga isang ganun lang. And that's why God wants us to be patient. God wants us to be loving. God wants us to be understanding. Hindi pwede na pagka-amayaw lang yan ng isang beses, tapos hindi in-invite mo, ayaw sumama, ay diwag, sahel ka na, ganun. As ministers, we should be people that, you know, are really always ready to listen. Always ready to accept. Hindi pong pagkasama ka nila, parang feeling nila, ang sama-sama nilang tao, pero okay pa rin sila sa'yo kasi tinatanggap mo sila. Hindi pong kahit na hindi ka nila nire-replyan, okay? Basta sila sumagot sa'yo, niloloko ka nila. Pero ikaw, yung attitude mo, minister pa din. And in that way, they will also know Christ. In that way, they will also experience Christ. You know, I have a story. Nakakita na po ba kayo nagbanggaan na disgrasya? Okay, usually, di ba, dyan sa Marcos, sa Imelda, kung saan-saan mga street. Minsan nga, mas worse pa po dyan eh, yung banggaan. O dito, sino po kayo po yung nabangga o nakabangga? Di ba? Usually, when there is a banggaan, wow, there is a banggaan, okay? When there is an accident, there are three groups of people that would come. Right? First group of people are the OC. Or the OCero and OCera. Yung parang parang nung nagbanggaan, alam mo parang walang ang linis ng lugar, walang tao doon na. Pero nung isang minuto pa lang, dalawang minuto, biglang dumami yung tao. Parang, saan ang galing itong mga tao na to? Parang yung trabaho lang nila is pumunta kapag meron ng nagbanggaan. So usually yun yung mga una, di ba? O sila pa yung una, no? Uy, grabe, ano nangyari? Ay, naku, ito kasi. Alam, parang meron kanya-kanyang ano, perspective. Di ba? May mga ganong mga OCero, OCera. Pangalawa, dating dyan yung mga police. Kasi nagkaka-traffic na eh. Diba? So, sinong mali? Okay? Yung isa mamamatay na. Sinong mali? Ikaw mali. Kuya, dali nyo. Oh, sa hospital. Diba? Inisisi ka pa eh, no? Okay? Third, kung merong na-disgrasya are the paramedics. Usually, a paramedics would come and hindi nila natanungin, sino ba yung mali sa inyo? Oh, mali ka, ikaw yung may kasalanan. Mamaya ka na, yung tama muna. kung hindi siya magamot, sige, mamatay ka, ikaw ang makasalanan eh. Walang ganon. They accept everyone. Okay? Kahit sino, ikaw may kasalanan, ikaw, wala. Sige, dalawa kayo gagamotin, dadali namin kayo sa ospital. Wala kaming pakialam dito kung sinong mali. Ang pakialam namin, gusto namin kayong gamotin. Gusto namin kayong tulungan. You know, sometimes as Christians, we can be, you know, OC people. You know, we're just observers. We are just bystanders. People are in our place, classmates mo, office mate mo, nagmumura, kung anong sinasabi. Diba? Parang okay na sa'yo yun. Doon lang ako, hindi ako sasalita. Okay? Pag wala sila, tsaka ka magkukwento, grabe yung office mate ko, grabe. Eh grabe talaga, hindi mo sinisharean eh. Kaya hanggang hindi pa yung nagbabago. Diba? Sometimes we are just there, you know, an audience, a crowd. Okay, may nakikita ka nang hindi okay sa pamilya mo. No, okay lang. Doon lang ako. Chill lang. Chill. Diba, Lord, you can do it. On the other hand, minsan din naman tayo OC, tayo yung mga polis. O ito kasi mali ka eh. Okay? Ito ko talagang ginagawa mo, mali ang ginagawa mo. Di ba? Meron akong nakakwentuhan na isang youth kanina. Sabi niya, Kuya Dan, paano ba yun? Kasi nanay ko po, hindi pa po siya Christian. Catholic po siya. Eh, may mga rebulto pa sa bahay, may mga rosary, may mga picture ni Mama Mary tsaka ni Jesus. Eh, di ba hindi po tama yun? So, dapat po ba sabihin ko sa kanya na actually sinabi na niya. Yung nanay niya nagalit, sabi niya, hindi naman kita pinapakailaman, ba't mo ako pinapakailaman? Eh, ni-invite pa lang yung nanay niya sa church, parang bago pa lang. So, medyo naging ganun na yung usap nila. You know, I told him, you know what? You know, that your mom does not know that. So, hindi mo siya pwedeng sabihin na, huwag mo itong gawin, malito. Kailangan niya may experience si Lord. Kailangan niya maintindihan na, okay, it doesn't honor God when I worship an idol. It doesn't honor God when I have something na mas pinaniniwalaan ko na swerte more than God. Because, okay, everything is just by grace. Kaya mo naintindihan ngayon yan kasi may relationship ka na kay God eh. So, hindi mo pwedeng i-force yun sa nanay mo na balang araw pinagtatapon mo yung rebulto sa bahay nyo. Diba? Ikaw pa bumili nun? Diba? Tapos pag tingin na mo, nasan na? Nagalit pa, hindi ka na pinayagan sa church. O kaya, lalong nahirapan kang invite siya sa church. Your mom does not need someone who's policing them. Or your parents, or your friends. They need paramedics. They need people who will understand them. They need people who will just, you know, listen to them and be sponge. Yung tipong will just, kumbaga, kailangan lang nila ng mag-absorb ng problema nila, makikinig sa kanila, hindi magsasabi, eh, kasi ginawa mo yan, eh, mali ka eh. Kaya, okay tayo kay Lord eh. May relationship tayo kay Lord. Kasi pagka tayo hindi okay kay Lord, okay, somehow, hindi na natin may ta-transcend yun sa mga ibang tao. Kaya pagkakausap ka nila, puro kapagalit. Kasi hindi yun ka din kay Lord eh. Pero when you're so in love with God, it will come out. You will be a natural minister to the people. That is why pag naramdaman nila yung totoong pagmamahal ni Lord na galing sa'yo, yun yung magpapasave din sa kanila. Totoo yung, alam mo, totoo yung God mo. Kasi sobrang sama ako na sa'yo. Sobrang hindi na kita, alam mo yun, sobrang hindi kita pinapansin, hindi kita nireplyan. Pero, nandito ka pa rin. Nagtsatsaga ka pa rin sa akin. Through that person can also know God. Thirdly, how will people know God is only, okay, by having a focused vision. Only by having a focused vision. In verse 20 to 22, sabi po dyan ni Paul, and thus I make it my ambition. Sino ba ito, may ambition po kayo? Siguro yung iba sa inyo, ambition mo maging artista, maging singer, maging businessman, maging mayaman, maging mayor, maging kahit ano. Pero grabe si Paul yung ambition niya, tindi. I make it my ambition to preach the gospel, not where Christ has already been named, lest I build on someone else's foundation. Sabi niya, gusto ko mag-preach yun sa lugar na hindi pa talaga kilala si Lord. Verse 21, but as it is written, those who have never been told of Him will see, and those who have never heard will understand. Last verse, this is the reason why I have so often been hindered from coming to you. Kasi alam niya, sa Rome, marami ng Kristiyano. So, kaya niyo na yan. Kaya hindi pa ako pupunta dyan kasi marami pang lugar na hindi pa talaga kilala si Lord. Kaya hindi ako pupunta dyan sa Rome. I want to preach the gospel where Christ is not known. Because He had that vision. He had that focused vision. That one day, every tribe, every tongue will confess that Jesus is God. Yun yung dream niya, yun yung vision niya. At alam niya, na pag hindi siya masyadong naging focus, pwede talaga siyang masway. Diba? What are the things, sir, probably situations in our lives that we can be swayed not having that focused vision? Diba? Pag sobrang enjoy ka na sa church, araw-araw kasama mo mga taga-church, okay naman yun, pero wala ka ng kaibigan lost. Pag nakakarinig ka na nagmumura, parang hindi ka na sanay. Kasi parang, uy, grabe naman, bastos naman nun. Eh, hindi, save yan, malamang magmumura yan. Diba? Anong in-expect mo pag nagalit siya, praise the Lord siya sabihin. Diba? I mean, that's the reality. That's the world we're reaching out to. Ngayon, kapag sobrang enjoy ka dun sa, meron ka, pwede kang, oh, dito na lang ako sa Metro East. Hayaan mo na yung Antipolo na yan. Pero hindi, we have a focused vision. That is why, eventually this year, we'll be planting a church in Antipolo. Because we believe that there are a lot of lost people there. That's why we keep on going and continuing and moving on. And then, susunod yung Marikina, marami po dyan. Cubao, and that, I mean, a lot of people. We will not stop. And you know what? For that to happen, you have to be focused. Yes, it's okay to make friends. It's okay to disciple and enjoy wherever you are. Pero minsan, ingatan mo, baka nasa comfort zone ka na. Baka wala nang masyadong friction. Hindi ka na ganun na sa challenge. Hindi ka na masyadong nagpe-pray na, Lord, kaya ko to, Lord. Ay, kaya ko to, Lord. Ako pa. Diba? It's all about you. But no, it's all about God. We have to have that focus. Focus po tayo dun sa vision. You know, like this example of a horse, nakakita na po ba kayo ng kabayo na may takip po yung mata? The reason why that has a cover is so that they will be focused on the road that they're going or going through. Kasi ang kabayo po, if you don't know, yung eyes po nila have the capacity to look at two different things. Diba po tayo mga tao, when you look, isa lang naman po ako ngayon na nakikita nyo, diba? O dalawa. Okay? Yung kabayo po kasi, pag walang takip, pwede po siyang, nakikita niya po yung kabila, at nakikita rin po niya yung kabila. So pag walang takip, at may mga nagyaring, may masasakyan papunta rito, tapos meron ninito, pwede siyang magwala. Okay? Pag nagwala siya, yung direction na itinitake niya, pwedeng mapunta sa iba. Pwedeng hindi na siya doon tumuloy kung saan-saan na siya pupunta. You know what? Sometimes, because some people are not focused with the vision that God has placed in their lives, okay, yung iba na dapat nandun na, dito na lang. Nagsistay na lang dito. Probably, yung iba sa inyo dito, God wants you to go to a mission field. Maybe God sending you to a nation. Pero dahil super enjoy ka na dito, okay, hindi mo na nakikita na yun pala yung vision ni Lord para sa'yo. And you know what? That will only happen if we are focused. Yes, it's okay to enjoy spiritual family, but we have a vision, we have a goal. We have a goal to preach the gospel where Jesus Christ is not known. That is our goal. Kasi alam niyo po ba, balang araw, babalik po si Lord. At lahat po nun, ng sinabi sa Bible ng prophecy, it will happen whether we like it or not. Whether we do our job or not, it will happen. Okay, in Romans chapter 15, verse 9, ito po yung bago nagsalita si Paul sa verse 14. Okay? Bago po yun, merong prophecy na sinabi siya ni Isaiah. Isaiah is one of the prophets in the Old Testament. And he said this. Okay, sinabi na po ito ni Isaiah long time ago, before even Jesus Christ was born. Sabi po dyan ni Isaiah, he also came so that Gentiles might give glory to God for his mercies to them. Sinabi na niya, kumbaga, bago pa magkaroon ng salvation, alam niya na nila na hindi lang Jew ang mga masisave, pati Gentiles. That is what the psalmist meant when he wrote, "For this I will praise you among the Gentiles. I will sing praises to your name." Verse 10, "And in another place it is written, 'Rejoice with his people, you Gentiles.' And yet again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Praise Him, all you people of the earth." Verse 12, "And in another place, Isaiah said, 'The heir of David's throne will come.'" Si Jesus po yun. "And He will rule over the Gentiles. And they will place their hope on Him." In short, what Isaiah was saying was, people will be saved from all over the world. Every tribe and nation and tongue and language, they will be saved. If you will not preach the gospel, they will still be saved. If you will not do your job as a Christian, they will still be saved. Kasi si Lord po yun eh. It's just by grace. Hindi po yun, di pong pag nawala ka, hindi nagwagalaw ang mundo. Pero ang tanong, will you allow yourselves to be used by God? Pwede naman pong lumampas yung lifetime natin na hindi pa rin mangyari to eh. Pero pwede na sa lifetime din natin mangyari to. But will you take the challenge and say, "Lord, here I am, I'm free. Here I am, Lord, I am available. Use me, God." Use me to my classmates. Use me to my office mates. Use me to my family. Use me, God. If I am the only way for them to know who you are, then I will do it. Even if it's fearful. Even if I don't know if they will say yes. Because I know it's just by your grace. If this person will be saved, hindi po natin trabaho na mauhin yung tao na yun, si Lord po yun. Let's stop doing the work of the Holy Spirit. Only the Holy Spirit can convict a person's heart. All we need to do is to preach the gospel. Can you all close your eyes and bow your heads? I want to pray for some of us here. Maybe you have come to that point where you know you're used to doing Christian stuff. You know, you're so much, you know, parang content ka na lang sa meron ka ngayon. And whenever you see lost people, you know, you don't have that compelling emotion anymore. Probably there's fear or familiarity or apathy. And tonight, you're saying, Lord, bring back that fire, God. Lord, shower me with that fire, with that passion, that when I see them, I will share them how in love I am with you. Na yung nanatanggap kong love sa'yo, mararamdaman din nila. Kasi matratranslate yun, di ko makocontain. Maybe you're here, you want to repent. Lord, I repent, God, for so long. Ask yourself, when was the last time you preached to somebody? You took time, sit down with the person, spend time with the person, tinrit mo, nilibre mo, nakinig ka, minag-pray mo, chinaga mo, kahit na iniindi ka at iniindyan ka. When was the last time you did that for somebody? Or maybe you're so consumed with the seat that you have right now. Okay, ako dito, nakikinig ako, nag-notes ako. If you're that person, God has convicted you. God has convicted you. Will you raise your hand so I can pray for you? Lord, that's me. I have been so comfortable or content. I have been so familiar. I realize that there's great message to share. Because you died for me. You died for all of us. Raise your hand if that is you. Would you raise your hand and say, Lord, that's me. It's okay. This is a very safe environment. You can just be honest towards God and say, Lord, ako yun eh. Lord, bigyan mo ako ng fire, God. Bigyan mo ako ng compelling reason for me to preach the gospel. But I pray for these people. I pray, God, that you will just give them, Lord, the love that they will be able to use to towards other people. If there's any condemnation or doubt or lie or anything that's not stopping them, Lord, I pray that you will just, Lord, forgive them. Lord, cleanse them, God. Remove any guilt. They will not do anything through guilt. They will just preach the gospel because they experience the grace. I pray, Father, that you will just comfort them tonight. And I pray for fresh passion, God. Fresh anointing from you. That every time they will see the lost people, it will never be the same again. Because they will feel your love for these people.